Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Brian Main for that introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at an article that was in the August 2019 edition of Ensign Magazine. It was written by Elder Terrence M. Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, of the Presidency of the 70. So he is a general authority in the church. The article is titled The Essential Role of Revelation, and this article was taken, as it says in the back, from a devotional address that was originally titled, How Can We Know, by Reason or by Revelation? It was given at Brigham Young University, Idaho campus on September 25th, 2018. So we're going by what's in this edition of Ensign. As I understand it, it's a much longer discourse that he gave, naturally. But he raises a lot of issues that I think as Christians we should have ready responses for, because while he talks about the need for making sure that what you know and what you believe and practice should line up with the things of God, I don't think we would argue with that. We don't have an argument with that at all as Christians. The problem we have is that many of the things that Mormons attribute to the Holy Spirit, we wonder, is that really the Holy Spirit that gave them that information? And if, in fact, what they believe to be true conflicts with what God has already revealed, for instance, in the New Testament, then naturally, I think we have the mandate to question the source of what they believe and think might be wise, because we don't see it conforming to the things of God. So even though he might use verses that talk about hearkening to the counsels of God, the question naturally becomes, though, people, is what they are saying or what they believe really a counsel from God? That's the million-dollar question. Now, they would assume it is. Based on what? They would argue, well, it's revelation. It seems to be this ugly circular reasoning that they're using here, and I think that needs to be challenged if we're going to have an effective conversation with our LDS friends. Now, in yesterday's show, we left off with him talking about in West Africa that the people there often have dreams and visions that have spiritual implications for them and for their families. Now, he doesn't mention who these West Africans are. Are they members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or are they not? He doesn't say. But the question that I have, Eric, is this. As a spiritual leader in the LDS Church, if, let's say, for instance, the West Africans that he's talking about are members of the church, and one of these West Africans was to come up to him and say, I had a dream or I had a vision, and the counsel of God that I got out of this dream or this vision was blank. And whatever they say, we know, conflicts with what Latter-day Saints are supposed to believe. How do you think Mr. Vincent would respond?
He would absolutely reject that, and I think that's a great point that you're making, because that would be the same thing we would say if somebody has a vision and it contradicts the Word of God, we would reject it as well. Now, many people in the continent of Africa are having visions, including those Muslims who are having visions and saying that Jesus has appeared to them, and it seems to go in conformity with what the Bible says, because Jesus, they are claiming now as God because of these visions. So I think it's possible. We don't want to throw out the ability to have visions, but when it contradicts the Word of God, we would reject it just as much as Mr. Vinson is going to reject anything that somebody has as a vision that contradicts his presuppositions as to what Mormonism is all about.
But do you think that Mr. Vinson would have the same kind of frustration that we have with Latter-day Saints if this West African that we're using hypothetically kept insisting that what they dreamed or what they saw in a vision was true and from God, do you think Mr. Vinson would be frustrated with that, trying to convince them, no, that's not it? Well, that's the same kind of frustration I think many of us as Christians have when we're trying to talk with Latter-day Saints. They keep insisting that Revelation told them that what they believe is true, and we keep trying to show them from the New Testament that, no, this can't be true because it conflicts with John chapter 16, verse 13. And that tells us that when the Spirit of truth is come, that he will guide you unto all truth. The Holy Spirit does not guide people into error. Now, in this hypothetical situation that I just gave, I would assume that Mr. Vinson, being the spiritual leader in this scenario, would want to try as best he can to convince this individual, West African, in my story, to see that the dream was not based in truth, or the vision that they had was not based in truth. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to show the Latter-day Saint that no, though you might think it comes from God, it can't possibly come from God if it contradicts what the New Testament has to say. Now, of course, in Mr. Vinson's context, it would be if it conflicts with what Mormonism has to say. And we know those are his parameters. I don't know if Mr. Vinson would say to an individual like that, well, you know, that's your truth and this is my truth. I don't think he's going to go in that direction, this moral relativism that we often see in the world today. Bear in mind, folks, Mormonism is not supposed to be like that.
No.
It does have truth claims that it holds on to.
And I don't think that he would want to contradict. When it comes to the law of non-contradiction, he would agree that if somebody is saying something opposite, it can't be true along with what he is saying is true.
He goes on to tell a story of how he ended up joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He says, like others, I have not always clearly understood what it means to know spiritually. And as a young man, I met a beautiful young lady who was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I had never before heard of this church, having grown up in a different Christian church. Well, he talks about how he had a lot of questions. And when he was speaking to Latter-day Saints, he would ask these questions. He says, having grown up in a different Christian church, I felt that to accept the teachings of the Restored Church, I needed to be totally convinced intellectually that my previous beliefs were mistaken and that these new teachings were truly teachings of the gospel that Jesus Christ had previously established. Now, the reason I read that is because what he's doing here is he is admitting that what he was learning by probably the missionaries, conflicted with what he already believed as a professing Christian. So he's admitting there's a difference here. But he had these consecutive sets of missionaries teaching him, and he always had questions for them. And he admits that they could not answer his questions. And then he goes on to tell about how one day he was sitting in a church meeting, and what does he feel the Holy Ghost tells him?
He says that the Holy Ghost told him, Terry, all of your questions have answers. It is not important for you to know them all now. As the questions come to you, they will be answered, but I need you to act and to be baptized now. Do you see what had happened? My study and pondering gave rise to revelation. I immediately acted and was baptized.
But here's the problem. He seems to have ignored some of the admonitions in the New Testament that talk about finding out these basic answers. Now, I'm assuming these were probably some basic questions that he had about the LDS Church at the time. I don't think they were all that terribly deep theologically, or maybe even not even that deep historically. But when you have, for instance, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, which tells us that we are to prove all things, hold fast to that which is true, do you mean that the Holy Ghost was telling Terry in this revelation he had to ignore what God had already revealed about that very issue? Or 1 John 4:1, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Why? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. I would think that if Mr. Vinson was serious about wanting to know truth, and he knew what the Bible had to say about this, that he would have kept those verses in mind and not blithely blame the Holy Ghost for telling him to ignore verses such as that.
Another passage that I would use is Matthew chapter 7, where there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world, according to Jesus, and they're going to try to deceive people. And that is what we need to determine. If somebody is telling us they are coming from God, if they are telling us they have a vision from God, we have to ask a lot of questions. We need to be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, who were more noble than the Thessalonians because they took the word of God and compared with what Paul was preaching. And yet, Bill, in this article on page 49, he lists 5 or 6 different biblical verses to try to support his point. He uses Psalm 19:1, he uses Matthew 16:17, 1 Corinthians 2:11, John 14:17, and 1 Corinthians 2:14, all using those to help support his point. But I don't think he does a very good job of doing that. I think he takes the verses out of context to make his point.
And should we, as good students of the Bible, allow someone to get away with that? I would argue no. But the fact that he's using Bible verses tends to tell me that at least on these verses that he's supplying in his article, he believes those verses to be true. Well, what about all the other verses that I perhaps may bring up in a witnessing situation with Mr. Vinson if I had the opportunity to do so? Would he grasp those verses that I was using, or would he just write them off as not being all that important because his personal revelation tends to contradict what they say?
Bill, all those verses come from Dallin H. Oaks' talk called Testimony, talked about in the April 2008 General Conference. This is the last paragraph of that section. This also comes from Oaks, and he says, "The Book of Mormon teaches that God will manifest the truth of spiritual things unto us by the power of the Holy Ghost." Bill, guess which verses he's going to use? Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Moroni 10, 4 and 5 says that if we ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, that God will make that known to us, that we will be able to know. In fact, he goes on and says, in modern revelation, God promises that we will receive knowledge by his telling us in our mind and in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is D and C, section 8, verses 1 and 2, which seems to contradict the biblical verses that you just gave us.
Well, and I would also argue, what do you do with the many people who have taken the missionary advice and prayed about the Book of Mormon as they were instructed and felt that God told them that it wasn't a book from God? I don't know of too many missionaries that would just all of a sudden give up their membership in the church based on a testimony like that. But how do you know that what they received was not from the Holy Ghost any more than what you think you received was from the Holy Ghost?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.